Never has the state of Massachusetts elected an African-American to the House of Representatives. Hard to imagine. A little more likely, although not very, when it's actually all said and done, is when a sitting congressman loses a primary. Seth Moulton, up in the North Shore, pulled it out in 2014. Before then, have to go all the way back to 92, me and Over Atkins. Here on the Emerson College Polling Weekly Podcast, we asked our pollster, Professor Spencer Kimball, if this were to happen, give me a where.
Well, thanks, Larry. And yes, in the past, before I can kind of get into where we're going to see some potential historical campaigns in 2018, it's important to remember how redistricting really determines a lot about what the playing field is going to look like. And in the 2018 elections, two-thirds of the state governors are up that will have the opportunity for veto power over redistricting in 2020. But if we take a look at 2018, there was an announcement last week in Boston for a primary in Mike Capuano's 7th Congressional District. And people usually dismiss these, as you said in your introduction. Rarely happens that a sitting congressperson loses in a primary. But if I can bring you back to 2012 in the redistricting effort, we'll explain why this is potentially going to be a very historic race in Massachusetts, as you mentioned above, the first potential African-American or black woman to win a House seat. So back in 2012, I was the executive director for a group called Fair Districts Mass, and the idea was to create this minority-majority district in the city of Boston. Previously, Boston had been split up in a way that Democrats would always win, but never a minority candidate really would have enough support. And there was a big effort in 2012 to create these fair districts. A large coalition of minority groups came together and basically took a district that was 48% white, 20% black, 18% Hispanic, and moved it to 42% white, 24% black, 21% Hispanic, about a 13-point swing. And created this minority district in the city of Boston. And most people were thinking, well, nobody's ever going to run for it until Capuano retires. Well, in comes Ayanna Pressley into the Boston City Council race in 2009, and she wins, an African-American woman. And she's the first woman of color to be elected to the council in, over a, in its entire history, 107-year history. And now she is going to challenge the congressman, Mike Capuano, in this race. And Cappy really hasn't had to run a very competitive election in a long time. And last time we really saw him in something was a special election in 2010. Everybody remembers Scott Brown and Martha Coakley. Well, before that happened, there was a primary, and Capuano was challenging Coakley in that primary and kind of petered out in that election. So this will be a real challenge to him. Pressley has really been campaigning hard in the city of Boston. She's an at-large candidate and has an opportunity to pull off this upset. But she's going to have to raise some significant money, and she has yet to show her hand. She hasn't had to report any finances. So Capuano's got about $750,000 in the bank. It will be interesting in this first quarter when Pressley releases her FEC report, how much money she has, because I think if you see about $1.5 million, $2 million in there, that might give Capuano a instinct to maybe drop out of the race and leave, you know, as a winner, as opposed to go through a brutal primary, especially because this primary is early September. And so we get a different type of turnout. So even though that the district is 42% white, the turnout in a Democratic primary will be much more minority-driven than in the general election.